A tiny island is home to what's called Oahu's last Hawaiian fishing village. It's helping to reclaim a way of life, but residents are concerned they may lose their longtime lease with the state. Civil Beat intern Natanya Friedheim has a reality check. Hi, Natanya.
Hi, Bethann. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So where is this tiny little place, and why is it called Oahu's last Hawaiian fishing village?
So Mokuaea Island is just off of Sand Island in Iwale, Honolulu. So it's between Honolulu Harbor and the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport. So actually, when you're on the island, you can constantly hear these planes flying overhead. And it was once part of a large network of islands in the area that have since been dredged out to make room for the harbor and the airport. But before all of that dredging happened, there were people living out on these islands, part of various fishing villages, because the area was once rich in, you know, fish, lobster, clams, and a very fertile area. And also, you know, with a lot of fish ponds where folks would actually cultivate fish.
And this wasn't all that long ago. I mean, I think you're talking about like in the 60s and the 70s still.
Yes, the dredging happened sort of in the early 1900s and right after World War II, I believe. And, you know, even after dredging happened, there was still quite a bit of, you know, marine life that could be caught or cultivated. And so it sort of petered out, you know, as more pollution and industrial activity happens in the area. It's become more and more difficult to, you know, have this as a viable fishing village.
So now there are just, what, a handful of residents still living there?
Yes, there are two families who still remain out on the island.
And are they there full time?
Yes, they have houses out there, and it's not a, it's no longer a, you know, a functioning fishing village where they're able to sort of live just off of the fish that they catch. But they do live out there, and most of their time goes into actually cleaning the island because enormous amounts of trash floats from Oahu to the island. So they do live out there, and they catch, or they have sort of little boats, and they go back and forth from Oahu to Mokuaea Island.
I can imagine that during the recent king tides that they also had quite an example to show the rest of us of what could happen.
Exactly. And I was had the opportunity to go out there and on the king tides, and it was remarkable. A lot of the island was covered in about 2 feet of water.
So when most of the island was submerged like that, how did they maintain their homes? Were they even able to?
So their homes are up on stilts, so they were able to, you know, keep living there. And you just have to walk through water. I was wearing sneakers, and they got completely covered in salt water.
Okay, so why now are they threatened with losing their property or losing the right to be there?
Well, the residents of Mokuaea, they were able to earn, or so they were granted a lease in 1978 after a, you know, hard-fought battle. The state had wanted to evict these people from the island. And the lease is only until 2043, 26 years from now, it ends. And the residents don't know what's going to happen after that. And the state doesn't really have any set plans. So it is quite a few years off, but they're still worried that there's going to be another struggle, you know, similar to what happened in the 1970s.
And that they may not be able to pass on some of what is representative of a way of life to future generations, I'd imagine.
Exactly.
Well, we've got a little ways to watch this happen, but thanks very much for the report.
Certainly. Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today with intern Natanya Friedheim.